Our next guest is Gary Carson, and that's Gary with an E, correct?
That is correct.
From Global Path Translation. He is CEO and founder. So, Gary, tell us a little bit about Global Path Translations. What do you all do?
Absolutely. And first of all, thanks for having me on, and I'm a big fan of Business Radio X. Global Path Translations is a full-service foreign language translation company. We're based in Atlanta, Georgia. We translate all types of documents and media into all foreign languages. We also provide interpretation services. We really offer our customers a best-in-class approach to getting their products and services prepared for foreign markets and also here in the domestic market for the Hispanic marketplace. Last year, we translated documents and materials into over 50 languages and over 100 different subject matters or areas of expertise. And we were founded through acquisition in 2012, and we really distinguish ourselves through our consultative approach of really putting our customers' objectives first. We work with every single customer to identify how they can best operate and how we can best serve them. And we structure a customized offer for each customer, and we are getting great reception to that in the marketplace.
I have to ask, Gary, how did you get into this line of work?
Well, it dates back a little bit. I was actually, as a teenager, I lived in country in Spain and was placed with a family in northern Spain, and that introduced me at an early age to the fact that the world is much larger than Atlanta, Georgia.
This is true. And I've been to Spain, Barcelona.
Okay.
Beautiful city.
We will compare notes. and it really allowed me to begin learning a foreign language, and I've always had a passion for foreign languages. And following that, I had a minor in Spanish in college. I worked for 4 years in the translation industry earlier in my career. And to me, the excitement is a combination of being able to be an entrepreneur and follow my entrepreneurial passions, but I've also got a passion and gift for languages. And working in a company that helps the world communicate is very exciting.
Sure. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Gary Carson from Global Path Translation, CEO and founder. Now, I had read somewhere, Gary, there's really kind of two ways to translate. Mm-hmm. You have human and then you have software translation. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I can provide some comments on that. They're two very different approaches. And on the machine translation side of the business or software translation side of the business, it's an algorithm, it's programmed, and there can certainly be very mixed results. Just go and give it a try yourself. The much better, best-in-class approach when it comes to representing your brand and growing your brand globally across the world is to use human, professional, certified translators. If you think about the nuances in different languages and you think about literal translations coming out of machine translation ending up representing your products, that's not a best-in-class approach. Another example is that, the human attention and effort into translation produces exceptional results, guaranteed. There are no questions about that. And we have customers that are law firms. We have customers that are large manufacturers. There are significant liabilities customers can face when translations are not done correctly. And so,
I could see that being very important.
I use a word of caution in the machine translation area. It has its place in the industry, but Global Path is certainly all about human talent and individuals that are certified translators, have the subject matter expertise, and can do exceptional work.
So what types of languages and what types of projects are you involved in?
So in terms of languages, we, of course, do a lot of Spanish, but we've gone into almost all of the world's languages. We have customers where we will work with a set of five Asian languages, and that simply happens to be where their target market is. We have other customers that are fully global and will have their documents, marketing materials, product documents, websites go into 65 plus languages. And so on the language front, we're fully equipped to handle any foreign language. On the project side, our projects really range from smaller contracts and documents, technical documents, marketing materials, advertising. We work from anything from smaller documents all the way up to 300, 400 page contracts and technical manuals. And we, these projects take place with leading law firms, consumer and business goods firms, insurance companies, accounting firms, manufacturing firms, insurance companies, and many, many other industries. And we also work with smaller companies that are just getting their foot in the door in terms of expanding internationally. And I also want to note that GlobalPath acts as a trusted translation provider and also a global best practices advisor as far as entering new markets. And so it could be a well-established multinational that is very much up the international curve in terms of best practices and market entry, or it could be a smaller firm that really needs that advice up front. And again, we work with small, medium-sized, and large, fully multinational companies.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Gary Carson from GlobalPath Translation, CEO. So let me ask you, Gary, what is the role of technology in the translation industry?
Okay, so from our approach, technology in the translation marketplace, we're not big fans of machine translation, as we just discussed.
Right.
The way in which we use technology is that when we complete a project for a customer, we store in memory, in translation memory, everything that is translated. It's critical when you put out reports and you continue to go into the marketplace with your marketing materials and products and services that you remain consistent in terms of your terminology. And so we use technology, their databases, their lexicons, and their memory that store all of our customer projects such that as we do the next project and the next project, we are able to leverage all of that, remain, maintain that high quality and consistency of the translation. And so for us, technology is critical in terms of really managing all of the terminology and continuing to produce high quality.
So what represents a best-in-class approach to translation?
So a best-in-class approach, and I would encourage any listeners to visit our website. We have actually a page dedicated to taking a best-in-class assessment in terms of how your translations are being managed today. But in terms of a best-in-class approach, one of the most fundamental things about a translation is speaking the language or being fluent is just table stakes. That's where it begins. And our approach to best-in-class translation, first we meet with customers, we identify exactly what they need, we put together a customized offering that maps directly to their needs and best supports them. And our quality control process has a translator that has 15 years minimum of subject matter expertise, in the particular material being translated. And then we proceed with quality control of having a senior editor take a second look or a proof of that, and that individual has 20 plus years of experience. And those steps together end up producing extremely high-quality, best-in-class translation.
Interesting. So obviously, you're B2B on a global level. You've got clients all over the world. What have you found has been the most effective marketing for the business?
So for our business, customer referrals have been a tremendous source for us. As we enter into a large law firm or a multinational company or even a smaller firm, We go all out to do our best and shine and make sure that customer satisfaction is off the charts, and they end up speaking with other people and making referrals. And I would say that is probably our primary source of getting new business and marketing our products and services, in addition to our sales efforts.
Sure, and I know you're very involved in the community as well. That's actually how we met, is through a community function. What importance do you place on giving back to the community?
I think it's a big role that entrepreneurs should play, and it's easy to look at larger companies and see where they invest in charities. But for entrepreneurs with smaller or medium-sized companies, it's equally important to give time back and to support charities. I'm on the board of Sheltering Arms for Kids, and they are a phenomenal organization that provides, you know, education and daycare to children in over 18 centers in Georgia. And that's an example of where we give back. And it can also be smaller things. I went 2 weeks ago to Westminster High School and spoke to the AP Spanish students on the importance of learning a foreign language and the importance of international experience in the global marketplace that we live in today. Those are ways that you can give back. And the final thing I would say is that, you know, it's key for entrepreneurs to surround themselves with other successful entrepreneurs and to give back. That's also, I think, a really critical element to succeeding in the marketplace.
Well said. Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today with Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nallen, your business insurance specialist. And we are speaking with Gary Carson from Global Path Translation, CEO and founder. I have to ask, Gary, how many languages do you speak?
Okay, I'm fluent in English.
Okay.
We've established that. Okay. I'm fluent in Spanish.
Okay.
And
you know, I had to ask.
Of course you did. Of course you did. I can converse somewhat in Italian, and I can converse fairly well in Portuguese.
Wow.
But I would say my main language of fluency is Spanish, and I'm actually in the process of learning additional languages. It's fascinating, and for those that have learned other languages, it's an exciting process to go through of reinventing yourself to communicate in another language, and there is nothing that shows up as a sign of respect to a potential customer or an existing customer than speaking their language, making that effort, understanding their cultural expectations, and being in line with those. That is part of what makes companies succeed in the international marketplace.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. You know that joke, right? That bilingual joke. Have you ever heard it? What do they call a person who speaks two languages?
I'm going to let you finish.
That's
this
a bilingual. What do they call somebody that speaks three languages?
Trilingual.
What do they call it? Somebody that speaks one language? I think I messed that joke up.
That's okay.
American.
Yes, I understand.
I heard it somewhere, but of course I messed the punchline up.
I will add to that and say that, you know, sometimes it's just a function of where your country is located. And the United States and our citizens do not face a compelling need to have to speak a foreign language versus individuals that grew up in Europe, where speaking four and five languages is commonplace and, in fact, necessary to do business. And so that's part of it, of course, for those that don't speak other languages. But I would encourage anyone out there to look into learning foreign languages. And I'll also note that we do offer foreign language classes for those that are interested in learning. It is more and more of a flat and global world. And even within the United States, with the U.S. Hispanic population, the need to speak a foreign language is growing and growing and growing. And it's also just exciting to be able to break the language barrier and speak with someone in their language.
Absolutely. So one last question, and then we'll get over to Al, because I know you've been waiting patiently over there, Al. What advice do you have for your fellow entrepreneurs out there?
I think one of the biggest pieces of advice I noted earlier is that you really need to find a way to circle yourself with fellow entrepreneurs and a network of people that are all supporting themselves. You're learning best practices from each other. I think it's very important to make sure that you are constantly putting yourself in a position where you're motivated, you're driving, you're putting your customers first. I think one of the critical elements is to look at your business offering and ensure that your value proposition is absolutely aligned with your customers' needs. That's first and foremost. And then beyond that, I think personally as an entrepreneur, again, it's a way of really finding a way to stay motivated and driven and continuing to ensure that your customers are beyond satisfied. It's taking that extra effort. And we're certainly very pleased with the reception that Global Path has gotten in the marketplace. And I'm very thankful personally to the fellow entrepreneurs that have helped me, and I've helped them in turn. And that is simply part of what makes the business world go around.
Sure. So, Gary, tell us how people that are listening right now that maybe want to get some more information about your services, how can they reach out to you?
So the best way to reach out to me is simply to give me a direct phone call at 404-606-3656. We can also be reached on the web. I would encourage you to visit our website at www.globalpathtranslations.com. There's also an 800 number listed on our website if that's more convenient. And please do reach out. We're certainly available to meet for a consultation, assess what types of needs you have, and propose a best-in-class plan for your company moving forward.
Okay, very good. Gary Carson, Global Path Translation. Appreciate you coming out.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me.